we export nearly 40% of our ag food offering. I'm only dealing now with the ag food side. 5.2 billion euros worth of our ag food offering goes to the United Kingdom market. And in the context of Brexit, what I want to make sure is that as much of that business as is possible continues to be done in a post-Brexit scenario. Now, we obviously hope that that will be a withdrawal agreement, a transition period, and a negotiation of a future trading arrangement. But it could well be that come the 31st of October, the UK will crash out.